This is a mindful movement meditation. It lasts around 35 to 40 minutes. The practice will involve a series of gentle stretches, both standing and lying down. Please remember to take good care of yourself and listen to the wisdom of your body. If you have any problems with your back or other health difficulties, choose which, if any, of the instructions that you follow. It may be useful to speak to a GP if you have any other concerns. Let go of any tendency to push yourselves beyond your limits, looking out for striving. Recognizing that our limits can change from one day to the next, or throughout the day. Maybe your body's a little stiffer or a little more tense. So really tuning in to what the body is saying to you. We often talk about working towards the edge of a stretch, which can be the point where we can feel the stretch, but also where we could push into the stretch a little bit too much, which can result in injury. So feeling into that edge and listening out. If you're unable to do some of the practices, one way of being with the practices is to imagine yourself doing the practices. But doing ultimately what feels right for you. So first, finding a place where you can stand in bare feet or socks. With your feet hip-width apart and your knees unlocked, allowing for a slight bend in the knee. Putting your feet parallel. Often an unusual way to stand. Feeling into the body sensations as you stand here. Maybe noticing how our body is balancing and rebalancing itself all of the time. Just feeling what's around for you in your body as you stand here in this mountain pose. Remind yourself that the intention of the practice is to become aware as best as you can to the physical sensations and feelings throughout your body. Tuning in to what's around for you. Maybe noticing tingling, sense of gravity, the weight of the body going down. Maybe doing a mini scan from head to toe. Feeling the head balancing gently on the neck and shoulders. Tuning into the weight of the arms as they hang down by your sides. Sense of the chest. Maybe movement with the breath. Continuing to follow your body down the tummy, the buttocks, the pelvis, the legs, the calves out into the feet. Feeling into the contact with the feet on the floor and the imprint that your feet make. Having a whole body awareness as you stand here in this mountain pose. And slowly on the in-breath and mindfully raising your arms out to the sides. Really slowly as you do this, bringing full awareness into your arms. Feeling into the weight, whether it's heavy or weightless. What's around in your arms? Really tuning in as your arms move slowly up out by your sides. Maybe the weight shifts and changes as we move the arms slowly into different positions. Bringing the arms right up above the head. Until they're both parallel over the top of your head. Maybe interlocking your thumbs. Allowing the breath to move in and out freely at its own pace. And if it feels right for you, continuing to stretch upwards with your fingertips gently pushing up towards the sky and your feet firmly grounded in the floor. Feeling the stretch in the muscles and the joints all the way from the feet up through the back, the shoulders, the arms, the hands and the fingers. Knowing that you can release the stretch whenever you feel you need to. Or if you are able, maintaining the stretch for a time, breathing freely in and out, noticing changes in sensations and feelings of your body, should continue to hold. Notice any increasing tension or discomfort or wobbliness as the body tries to maintain its balance. And when you are ready, slowly on the out-breath, allowing the stretch to fall away and moving your arms down by your sides very slowly. And then when your arms reach your sides, gently closing your eyes if they're not already closed and focusing your attention into the after effects of the stretch. Into the feelings throughout your body as you stand here. Maybe noticing the contrast between how you were and any areas of tension or stretching and how you are now. Now the stretch has been released. And And then when you're ready, the invitation is to raise one of the arms, so maybe starting with the right arm. Raising the arm out by your side. Really very slowly moving in and feeling into those sensations as your arm comes up. Bringing the arm up to above the head. Tuning in all the time to how that is. Feeling into the muscles and joints. And then leaning over onto your right foot, putting your weight onto your right foot and perhaps lifting the heel on the left foot very slightly. And leaning as if you're picking an apple from a tree that's just a little bit out of reach. So really feeling into this stretch, into the different sides of the body and the impact on the stretch on the body. Noticing which areas are really involved with the stretch. Maybe the weight in the arms. All the time knowing that you can release the stretch. Then when you're ready, slowly coming back to a more neutral stance and bringing the arm down by your side. Feeling into the sensations as the arm gradually lowers. And then the after effects as the arm reaches down by your side. How is that? Noticing if your mind is wandering away, perhaps making a mental note of where it's gone to. And then coming back into the feelings of the stretch. How this is. And then repeating the stretch on the opposite side. So bringing the left arm up and out by the side. Really feeling into the sensations as the arm moves up. Weight or weightlessness, tingling into the joints and the muscles as the arm moves up. And then when you reach the top, leaning over, placing the weight on the left foot, lifting the heel of the right foot, and leaning over for that piece of fruit on the tree that's just slightly out of reach. Feeling into the balance, into the wobbliness, as the body continues to try and maintain its balance. Maybe tuning into any emotions that are around as the body struggles with maintaining its balance. And when you're ready, coming back into the neutral stance, releasing the stretch, bringing your arm down by your side. Repeatedly tuning into the sensations as the arm comes slowly back down into the neutral stance. And then feeling into the after effects. Bringing your full awareness into the sensations throughout the body. And then we're going to continue by raising both arms out by our sides. Again, tuning into the sensations of the arms. Are they heavier than before? What's around now as we raise our arms for the third time? Noticing how our thoughts are. And then when we reach the top, turning the arms and the palms to face each other. And then bending over slightly towards the right, as if we're making a C or a curve shape. All the time tuning into your body and listening into what it's telling you. So leaning over towards the right into this curve shape, feeling into the stretch at the left-hand side of your body. What do you notice? And then when you're ready, bringing your arms back up and leaning over to the opposite side of the body, making a curve shape on the left side of the body. And tuning into how this feels now, into any pulling or tightness. Whatever sensations are around in the right side of the body. Maybe a sensation of scrunching in the left side of the body. How is this? What sensations are around? What do you notice? And when you're ready, standing upright and slowly bringing your arms down into that neutral position. Then feeling into the after effects of this stretch. Maybe closing your eyes if they're not closed already, to allow you to feel more into the sensations of the body. Next, we're going to do some shoulder rolls. So starting in a passive position with your arms down by your sides. And when you're ready, bringing your shoulders up towards your ears. And then moving them back as if trying to bring the shoulder blades together. Then releasing. And then bringing your shoulders together at the front, so as if you want them to meet at the front of your body. And then repeating this again, so bringing your shoulders up towards your ears, then back as if to meet the shoulder blades, and then down, and then again towards the front. As if to try and meet the shoulders at the front of your body. Really feeling into the muscles and the joints as we make this movement. Continuing in your own time, maybe in time with the breath. So bringing the shoulders up and back on the in-breath and down and towards the front on the out-breath. Maybe experimenting with going the opposite direction. And on the in-breath, raising your shoulders up, squeezing towards the front. And on the out-breath, releasing the shoulders and going towards the back. All the time tuning in to the movement and the sensations of this practice. Noticing any soreness, or maybe a sense of release that's around for you, being curious and open to sensations in the body. And then coming back into the neutral stance. Now we're going to do some head rolls. So semicircular head rolls, we're not going to go back. So bringing the chin down towards the chest, feeling the stretch perhaps at the back of the neck. Then leaning the ear to meet the left shoulder. And coming back up, so your head's balancing on your neck, and then leaning over towards the right, bringing your right ear to your right shoulder, and moving the chin back down towards the chest, and continuing in this way with the left ear then rolling to meet the left shoulder, head back up into neutral position, and then the ear down to meet the right shoulder. So continuing this way for a few moments, maybe experimenting with going the opposite way. All the time tuning in to the sensations, the stretching, the side of the neck as we go towards the side, and the back of the neck as we go towards the front. Bringing our chin down to our chest. Noticing where your mind is. And seeing if you can guide it back gently and kindly. And coming back into the neutral stance. And we're going to continue now with some side twists. So bringing your right arm and placing it around your back. And twisting your body, so keeping your legs grounded, and just twisting the upper part of your body as if you're looking over the shoulder and bringing your whole body around. Twisting the arms around the body. So grabbing your right hip with your left hand. Very slightly using it to pull you round to look around the back over your right shoulder. And then coming back to the neutral position. And twisting round to the left side of the body. So keeping your feet grounded and your legs facing forward and twisting the upper part of your body. So moving the whole body round to look over the left shoulder. So putting your left arm around your back and placing your right hand on your hip. Very slightly allowing the right hand Pull you round to look at the back all the time, listening and tuning in to what your body's telling you. Noticing, striving. And seeing if we can let that go. Taking care of yourself at all times with this stretch. And releasing whenever you're ready. And then coming back into the neutral position. Standing just for a moment and feeling into the after effects of those standing stretches before we move on to the floor. So being with these stretches, the after effects of these stretches, just for a moment. And we're going to move on to the floor, but making this part of your mindful movement practice. So bringing your full awareness into the transition from standing to lying on the floor. So slowly getting down with full awareness until you're lying flat on your back on the floor. In what we call the corpse position. So with your legs uncrossed, feet slightly apart if that's comfortable for you. And with your arms resting gently, palms up, down by your sides. Just taking a moment to feel into the sensations of this position. Feeling into the points of contact where your body meets the floor. Noticing what's around for you physically. Noticing where your mind is. Then on the next in-breath, slowly starting to lift your arms up above your head. Feeling into the arms as they rise out in front of you. Feeling into the sense of gravity, sense of weight. Maybe a changing sense of weight as we bring our arms up out in front of us and then rest them behind us on the floor. So feeling into the changing sensations as we do this, as our arms come up and over and make the way towards the floor. And how does it feel when your arms reach the floor and are resting behind you? Just breathing here for a moment. And then on the next out-breath, pushing our fingers out behind us and pushing our heels out in the opposite direction. So feeling a full stretch in the body. Feeling into the stretch throughout the body as the fingers push out as if to meet the wall behind us and our heels to meet the opposite wall. Knowing you can release this stretch at any point in time if you've chosen to go into it. Listening to the body. And when you're ready, releasing the stretch. Feeling into the effects of that. And then in your own time, bringing your arms up from the floor behind us and over, back over, lying into the neutral position. Very slowly tuning into the effects of this move. Into the weight, into the muscles. And then feeling into the after effects, the stretch, as our arm meets the floor. How does that feel? Sense of release, of relief. Now we're going to do some pelvic tilts. This is a very subtle movement. So bringing our knees up, so our feet on the floor, bringing our knees bent, the feet maintaining contact with the floor and slightly apart. And the invitation now is to take an in-breath. At the same time, pushing down our pelvis into the floor. And feeling an arch, natural arch appear in the bottom of the back as we do this. Maybe seeing if you can slip your hand underneath. So not pushing too high. So very, very subtle movement. And then going in the opposite direction on the out-breath, so bringing the lower of the back flat into the floor and feeling a slight tilt in the pelvis up towards the sky. Always maintaining some contact, so it's not a great movement. And repeating this in our own time for a few moments, maybe in time with the breath. So pushing down with the pelvis, feeling an arch appear in the bottom of the back. And then pushing in with the bottom of the back, flat into the floor, and noticing our pelvis raise a little towards the sky. So just doing this for a few moments, all the time, feeling into the changing sensations of the movement. And coming to a still. And pushing your legs back out. And feeling into the after effects. So legs go back into the neutral position. Now bringing the knees back up again. So into the body. And we're going to hug our knees, so holding your legs either on your shins, the back of your thighs, listening to your body, bringing them up as far as is comfortable for you, if at all. So really hugging into those knees, wrapping your arms wherever's comfortable to hold those knees and legs up to give them a hug. Maybe feeling into the stretch, noticing where this is in the back, the legs, the arms. And if you're able, doing a gentle rock perhaps from side to side, forwards or backwards. Maybe gentle circular movements. And then in the opposite direction. And then when you're ready, releasing the legs and bringing them back out into the neutral position. We're feeling into the after effects of that movement. Noticing where your mind is, and seeing if you can bring it back, if it's gone away into planning or worrying, thinking. Back into the after effects as we lie here. Now we're going to move over onto the front of our bodies. So, making this part of the practice again. And we're going to come onto all fours into a tabletop position. So, slowly moving over, turning over, and feeling into the movement as we do this. Our bodies know what to do in order to get us into this position. And the sensations as we do this. So coming into the tabletop position, so back's flat, our arms supporting us straight in line with our shoulders, our knees in line with our hips. And slightly apart. And we're going to do some postures called the cat and the cow. So taking an in-breath, and as we do so, lowering our head down, bringing our chin towards our chest and raising our back into the pose of a Halloween cat. And going into the opposite direction on the out-breath and raising the head, looking up and lowering the back as if we were a swayback cow. And repeating this in your own time and perhaps in time with your breath, tuning into the sensations through the body as we do so. So lowering the head and raising the back. And then raising the head and lowering the back. In the position of a swayback cow. So repeating this for a moment or two. And when you're ready, coming back into the tabletop pose. Feeling into how your body is now, following those cat and cow stretches. And finally, we're going to turn around now to lie back in the corpse position on our backs. So again, tuning in to the sensations as we place ourselves, turn to put ourselves in this position. Coming into the corpse position with our arms down by our sides, palms up if that's comfortable, and our legs outstretched and slightly apart with our eyes closed. Remaining still for a moment or two and tuning in to the sensations of the body. And the effects, the stretches, the movements. Feeling into how your body is now at the end of this practice. Feeling into the sensations as your body settles here. Maybe congratulating yourself for taking the time to do the practice.